At the top of the news this Friday morning, U.S. Marine helicopters and personnel have arrived on scene in Pakistan to assist in aid efforts even as rain continues and the government appeals for greater international assistance. President Asif Ali Zardari yesterday visited the flood-stricken northwest of the country for the first time since the disaster began to unfold. John Kelly reports.
President Asif Ali Zardari has visited the flood-stricken northwest of Pakistan for the first time since the disaster unfolded. Zardari's appearance in Sukkur came amid widespread public disapproval of his trip to England and France as the disaster was developing and a perceived lack of government response to what is already being called the country's worst ever natural disaster. Ian Bray of the aid agency Oxfam says the situation is an escalating crisis.
There's been many villages just wiped off the map now as the floodwaters go further and further south. Some 288,000 homes have been damaged or destroyed. And huge swathes of Pakistan's agricultural land is now underwater. So not only have people lost homes, they've also lost their ways of making a living. And the harvest this year has just been ruined. So it's not only a problem today, it will be a problem tomorrow, but it'll also be a problem in the future as well.
A shipload of US Marines and helicopters arrived yesterday to boost relief efforts, while more rain fell around the country, which is in the middle of a monsoon season due to last for several weeks yet. I'm John Kelly.